there's a dispute between the Rush and the Rashba regarding whether one community has a Masorah on a certain bird, that it's kosher, another community doesn't. Can one community take on the custom of the other, whether it's birds, whether it's grasshoppers? So the Rashba seems to be Machmir. He says that a community can't take on the other community's standard, and the rest says it can. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitas and it's Machmir. However, the Shach wants to claim there is no Machokas Rasha and the Rashba, but they both agree in a situation where there's a good Masorah in, there's a valid Masorah in that town, and there wasn't a negative Masorah to not have it. So what would be some instances where, let's say we assume in general you can transfer a Masorah, what would be the concern, let's say, in a case where, let's say, there are different opinions, let's say the Masorah, the tradition became, let's say, improperly, let's say they accepted different opinions that they aren't the norm. They relied on different kulas. And then the community, could they still adopt that kula? Perhaps like Turkey. So it seems to be a machlokes achronim. The Darkei Tshuva quotes from the Semach Tzedek, who's Machmer, on the other hand, the Beis Yitzchak and the Maram Shik are Mako. So what are some examples given? So the Beis Yosef talks about his concern of accepting, one of the issues would be of accepting another community's Masorah is because it could have been improperly established. So here are some examples of perhaps some concerns. The Gemara in Brachas, not Brachas, Bechoras, and Zayin Amin Aleph says that kosher and non-kosher animals cannot interbreed and produce viable offspring. They can't have kids together. Therefore, an animal of questionable kosher status that successfully breeds with a kosher animal can be assumed to be kosher. So that's the Gemara in Bechoros, that if you're not sure about an animal, if it's kosher, if it breeds, so therefore you could assume it is kosher. The Avnei Nezer and the Chasam Sofer disagree whether this also applies to birds or not, because the Gemara talks about animals. And let's assume it does apply. Let's say non-kosher birds and not, then, you know, so let's say a community that's Machmir wouldn't want to eat these birds if you assume it doesn't apply to birds. Or let's say in Shulchan Aruch it says any bird with a wide beak and a webbed feet may be mutter, since it can't be a Doris. Yet the Rama says the Rama is Machmir. So let's say you have a Masorah on a bird in a Sephardi community based on this that generally the Ashkenaz don't accept. So would you be able to eat this type of bird? Or the Rama writes that one can only eat a bird which has a Masorah. So however, the Marshal and the Prichadash and others say a bird with three Simani Kashris can be even if there's no Masorah, and even if there's no proof that it isn't a Doris. Or others say, after a long time, a certain amount of time, you can figure it out. So again, so the question would be, in cases, so it seems to be, if it's an accepted Masorah, it's a good Masorah, you're Bucky and Chacham, then according to the Shach, all should agree that a Masorah could be given over. The question is, let's say the Masorah of the Turin community is maybe based on a specific Sephardi practice, but Ashkenaz practice is again, so that would be a point of contention. So OU claims that by grasshoppers, that they specifically, we didn't eat grasshoppers, and even though they were available, and others claim that these specific locust kosher grass were never available. So you get into a factual issue about what was true or wasn't, but it seems to be, if one country has a good Masorah and there's no re and there's no negative Misora against it, or there's nothing specific that it's good for Svardi but not Ashkenaz. That's part of, as I said, that was part of that's Rav Shachter's claim on the turkey debate, that the Svardim just started eating it, because the Svardim, let's say, don't need a Misora on birds, and the Ashkenaz started following them. So for other reasons, clearly the turkey is okay today, people eat it. So that would be the question. Let's say it was an improper Misora, and now it took hold, what could one take on? That's also, so that seems to be a machokis achronim between the Samach Sedek on one hand, who seems to be machmir, as opposed to the Beis Yitzchak and the Maharam Shek, who seem to be one maker on the issue.